everybody. My name is Rune Aldred, and I am your proprietor this evening for Nerdgasmic Goodfellas Presents The Drinking Corner. Today with me are my patrons, Rosgriz the Boss Foss, and it's your boy Chris. We are at the end of Season 3. This is our end of the year wrap-up, where we're just going to be talking about random things that relate to the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas YouTube channel, as well as the Drinking Corner podcast. We're going to be talking about our lives and just a bunch of other stuff. We hope you guys will still enjoy it nonetheless, because, you know, we hope the people who do listen to this have some investment in our lives, like Hi Glenn. So we'll start off with some small talk. We will go with a change of pace and be like, it's your boy. How have you been?
I've been okay. Been okay. Wish I had a little bit more free time to do some stuff, but other than that, been all right. I've been enjoying this holiday season to an
really?
extent.
I was like, really? You masochist.
Just been working like a dog lately, and I'm not feeling so hot these past few days. I think I've come down with something, but it's all good. It's all good. We still breathing. Sometimes better than other times, but yeah.
All right. Roz Grizzy the Bossy Fossy, how are you doing this evening?
I'm tired. I'm very, very tired. It is, of course, 1:30 in the morning is when you guys finally get a chance to jump on. I am enjoying my vacation. Sort of. This is the first day back, and I have spent the entire day playing video games on my computer while my wife has been doing a Harry Potter marathon by the couch. I think when I last looked, she was at which one is it? She did the Prisoner of Azkaban. Is it Half-Blood Prince? No. Do you remember which one is the one that they do the Triwizard tournament?
That's Goblet of Fire.
That's the one she's watching right now. Let me see. What else? I got a new office chair.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Got rid of my old one.
Did you go with an actual office chair or a gaming chair by chance?
Katie bought it for me. It's a kind of gaming chair. I can't move the camera too much. Also, hello everybody, welcome to my office. This is my illustrious office. But yeah, here's the chair.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Looks comfy.
It is. It's from Costco.
Costco.
I used that. Hey, give me a sec. Here we go. Also, subtle brag.
What's your subtle brag?
I'm wearing it. I won the jackpot a few weeks ago when I came up for Thanksgiving. But I haven't been wearing the shirt, and I was intending on wearing it when I went to the casino and decided to blow a bunch of money. Also, my Indiana Jones globe is currently popping through my camera. That's my newest collector's edition acquisition.
So freaking jealous of you.
That's cool.
Let me see what else. There's another one. I'm gonna have to actually take off my headset for this one because a little out of range. For those of you who can see, I have the Stalker 2 collector's edition.
Have you got a chance to adequately play Stalker 2?
I've had the chance, I just haven't. But
what was that game about?
You remember how like the 80s, Chernobyl ended up having that nuclear power leak,
Yeah.
an explosion. That basically, when that happened, there's anomalies and radiation, and a bunch of things ended up breaking out. So, yeah, so I got the collector's edition. I've had it. I'm waiting to put up shelves. And then the statue, because I know Rune loves statues.
I do.
It's the Stalker. Actually, my camera's not doing it justice, but
It
it's the
still
Stalker
looks dope.
holding a kind of a globe thing. Holding one of the artifacts so that way he can detect the anomalies.
That's
And
cool.
I just sent the picture to you guys in the chat. But yeah.
I'm opening it right now.
So did I kill enough time for you to eat, or do I need to still kill some time?
Oh, I'm just literally snacking on my like chips here at the side. My I'm
Oh,
not
I
gonna
was trying
take
to be
my
considerate, and I was trying to like kill time so that way you could eat a little bit. I got the art book. But yeah, once I get the shelf, which if you get the opportunity to see it every so often, it'll pop up. I have a shelf behind me, kind of, that I need to put up.
I know, I need to figure out where I want to hang up shelves in my own house and where I want to get frames for my posters, 'cause a lot of them, like, I have a lot of sentimental value to the poster. But I think my oldest poster I got that's still in good condition is about 14 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like one of my favorite posters. So it's
Which
like I want
poster
to,
is it?
it is my Batman Arkham Origins Joker poster.
That's cool. Do you
I have
ever?
shelves. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I have shelves in my room, but they're like technically not supposed to be shelves that I'm using them for, because I took my closet doors off to make my room a little bit more roomy. So I put
Give it
like,
more space.
yeah, because it's a pretty decent sized closet. So I put like my entertainment center in there. Like I made it look good, but it's technically not supposed to be the way. But I made it the fucking way.
The way.
This is the way.
Do you know the way?
All right, patrons, what is your drink of choice for this evening?
All right. You ready for this one?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oxygen.
Oh my God.
I have a cup and it is empty, and I refuse to go to the kitchen to go get more water. But I was drinking water, but then after eating all my Takis or a bunch of Takis and drinking a bunch of glasses of water, I've been having to go to the bathroom a lot, so I have stopped drinking water.
Probably good around this time of night, anyways.
I am very hydrated.
It's your boy. What is your liqueur of choice?
Well, for right now, I'm sticking to the water, but I did take a few shots before we did the podcast, and I might take one here in a bit. Sticking with the water.
I really should have water, but instead I have twisted tea, the peach kind.
Oh, yeah.
Which says a lot because I'm not a big drinker and I am going to enjoy a beverage today because work was shit and like the holidays have been quite frankly shit as well. And I
Bit.
love me some peach tea.
I don't know. It was like a few months ago, I was like, I'm ready for the holidays. I'm ready for Christmas and stuff like that. And then it came around, and it was like I was so unprepared for it. You know what I mean? There's just so much going on. And I literally only had like 4 days off in a month span. So I was exhausted, you know, working like a damn dog. And then when the holidays came around, I'm just fucking exhausted, man. I'm so tired all the time. I wake up and I hate it because I'm like grumpy. That's so unlike me. I usually wake up and, you know, I'm on a good mood, you know, go and talk to my family, and I feel like a bit fucking Scrooge. Like, wake up, I'm like, and I hate that. I hate waking up in a bad mood because then that just kind of sets my whole mood off for the rest of the day. And I'm usually really like happy and tries to joke around and stuff like that, make the best out of a bad day. But lately, it just hasn't been that.
Yeah,
it's just draining me mentally and physically.
I was gonna say, normally you are the person out of all of our work group people that's just like the one that motivates everybody and chippers us up.
And lately, I just haven't, and I try my best to like be in a ready to go mood, but it's just hard, man. It's hard these days.
I feel that.
For me personally, to dive into the topic of holidays, with you guys specifically, I was really disappointed because, like, from the start of the year, I went and did like the pre-Christmas shopping without the buying aspect of the pre-Christmas shopping. I knew what I wanted to get you, Chris, John, like the essential members of the group.
Right.
And I'm going to screen share here real quick. A boom, boom, boom.
And
boom,
all you
boom.
Got for us was anxiety, stress, depression.
Erectile dysfunction.
The erectile dysfunction, definitely. But, like, genuinely, I wanted to get you guys custom Xbox controllers, as you can see here in the screen share. Like, I got, if it lets me click into them, you can see it really well, right? Yeah.
Yeah. More or less. I
You can see that this one right here would have been for David.
Yep.
This one right here was the one I designed for Chris. This was my own. I'm pretty sure this was Whiskey and Bry. This was Mr. Retro's Mark II. These were other designs for mine. Basic design for David. So yeah. More or less, I had controllers that I designed that I was going to get you guys for the holidays, which I was going to slowly buy throughout the year. And it's just throughout the year, I got hit by circumstance. As
I thought you were going to say circumcision. And
no,
I was
that was
very
a few,
confused.
That was a few years ago. But, like, David, you could contest to this. This has been a financially a horrible year for me because I've had to borrow an insurmountable amount of fun or. Insurmountable, however you say the word, an ungodly
you've had to
amount.
Borrow you've had to borrow
I've had to have
money.
You bail me out one way too many times.
I lost track. I know that there is an amount of money, and if I actually looked, I could find out how much it is that you still say you or you had said that you would pay me back and never got to.
I think it's at about 125.
I think it's a little higher than that, buddy. But as Katie and I have kind of came to the conclusion, which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm married. My wife's name is Katie. Hello, welcome to the channel. We've kind of just accepted that we're probably never going to see that money again.
But it's not like I don't.
No, it's just.
I've
Your
had
life
to borrow.
Sucks.
My what?
Your life sucks.
Thank you.
It's hard for you to be able to pay me back is not high on your priority list because you have so many other things that need to take precedent before you can start to pay me back. So it's not so much like you're not good for eventually paying me back. It's more of you got so many other bills that paying me back is not a
It
concern
did
then.
get to the point, though, where it was after. Because I know after a while of not being able to pay you back, I did the whole incentive thing where it's like you paid me 50, I would give you 75.
Right.
Which was both in an attempt to catch up on what I already owed you, but it was also incentive for me not to borrow money because I would force myself to pay you back more than what I borrowed.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I think gets kind of hard sometimes is the is you as you try, you work, bust your ass, kiss people, you kiss other people's asses, you know, and it just seems like that nothing just seems to fucking change. And if anything, sometimes it gets a little worse at times.
I feel that when it has came to this year, especially for me, because I feel like just in this year alone, I've moved twice again. It's been just one thing after another. Because remember, at the start of this year, I was like $3,000 in debt because of PG&E, because of my little brother. Remember? Because PG&E swapped our houses, and so I was paying his bill and he wasn't paying my bill. But we didn't know that. And it was. I fell behind there. Was kissing ass with PG&E, kissing ass with like my family, working, doing DoorDash on top of everything. I got hospitalized in February for like a week because of just not taking care of myself. And everything got way too hard with that. Was that you?
Yeah, it was me. Don't worry about it right now.
Okay. Proceeds to worry about it. Damn. Is that even with all the incentive? You took an incentive pay with that too?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I'm just gonna.
Told you it was a little bit different than you thought it was.
I thought I was a lot more caught up than that.
I was following the transactions, so.
Makes sense.
Anyway.
It's been a tough year for me. With that being said, it was like I know last year when we did this podcast, me, you, John, and I think Chris was there. I can't quite remember. Like, we had a lot of goals that we set out for the group channel and myself personally. Did any of you guys complete any New Year's resolutions?
Had you told me that was going to be the question, I would have looked to see what my New Year's resolution actually was. But I set out more achievable goals. At least I was hoping they were. We did end up moving. So for me, my life kind of got a little hectic. Finding out that even though I was diverting my pay to be paid in the summer, but I don't actually get paid in the summer. My paycheck arrives. Yeah. So I get a paycheck in June for the work I did in May. I get a paycheck in July, and it's going to be just a couple hundred bucks because it's for the few, like the 6 days that I work.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I get another like $200 on the 10th of July. And then on August 1st, I get the first paycheck. So I have to get through June and July on just like barely scraping by on money. And then August ish. No, it wasn't August, was it? It was September. September, I got the paycheck. was like August I got half, and then September I got the other half. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. How does that work? Like, do you, so I thought teachers got salary.
So I'm not a teacher.
Oh.
I am a 10-month, 6-hour employee, 6-hour a day employee, which is why I'm looking to try and change that.
Okay.
I do hope to be a teacher someday, but being on this podcast and my information being out there might not help, unfortunately. Hence why we try to keep it secret.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it on the last podcast, so I was a little...
You actually kind of did on the last
one. Well, yeah, on the last podcast, but like...
Moving forward, in the past, we don't really mention professions for
so
Mr.
Being a
Oscars.
For safety and security purposes. Hence why I don't actually say where I live.
Granted, though, you technically can't get in trouble if you're not promoting it at the school.
True.
I mean, you could still, because I mean, there
I
was
can
teachers
I can still,
that got
I can
fired
still,
for having an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not like we are explicitly doing content that would be harmful or pornographic.
Well, since I got this job, I have not actually consumed alcohol on this podcast.
That is true. I mean, granted, majority of us, despite this being called the drinking corner, have not been
drinking water.
But yeah, I mean, that is another thing, like, even I take into consideration, because I've had the thought about it too, and it's like, I'm going into the same profession. So I've been trying to kind of research my rights, because this is something I would be doing outside of the job. Which means as long as I'm not bringing this into my job, same thing.
No,
with
you,
like...
you should be fine. Go back to your question, we can discuss this off the podcast.
Yeah.
I would like to think I at least achieved some of my goals. I think I had said that I wanted to be more active, and then the gym at the complex got vandalized and has been closed indefinitely since that happened, I would say, in April, May-ish.
Wow, how did it get vandalized?
My guess is somebody took a knife to the equipment, but they never specified. There's giant caution tape, and they have the door, like, they changed the locks to prevent people
wow.
from getting in. Yeah.
People always gotta ruin it for everybody else, man.
Right. Yeah, it was probably those damn kids.
Probably.
I wanted to lose weight, and I've just maintained my weight, which I guess it's not bad, because I didn't gain weight. So that's
I would personally find maintaining weight up there and the like success of it, because when you think about the realistics of it all, to maintain weight is equally as hard as trying to lose weight, because you're not putting on pounds and you're not losing pounds. You're staying steady.
Yeah.
I fluctuated. I got a little bit heavy, kind of went down and then went back up, and then kind of just fluctuate.
There's a moment you went down.
Anyway.
Well, that was just rude.
I'm sorry.
It's your boy. What about you and your New Year's resolutions?
Well,
I don't think you were on the podcast. I think it was just me, Tim, and John.
I mean, Chris could have still had resolutions outside of the podcast. Chris, did you finish any resolutions as we close out the 2024 year?
No, not really. I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Don't be. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, babe. I love you, man.
You know what, Chris?
I love you too.
I could say in this last year, you have stepped up as a shift supervisor at the place that we work at. That we won't mention names of, because we always talk shit about the place of where
we
work.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to get like all emotional and just dumb and stuff like that, but...
No, we're trying to make you cry right now, Chris.
But I do. Man, I work my I work my butt off there.
Absolutely,
I
you
work
do.
my butt, dude. I
It's the
cover
reason why the
people
podcast is
shifts.
happening at 1:30 in the morning.
I work my butt off, and, you know, I guess I have achieved one of my New Year's resolutions, and it's just to make a little bit more income. Yeah, I make all right money. I make all right money, but I'm not going to be in the position that I'm in right now for the rest of my life, so I gotta take it into consideration that one of these days that I'm going to have to do a little bit more, which is kind of why I respect you guys a little bit with that going on, because I don't want to get into it, but I had something that I thought that I was going to do when I was younger, and it just kind of things happened, and then now I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. I have no clue. No clue.
I feel that. I will say, it was a recent discovery. When I was getting out of high school, I was looking at going into the military, and my parents convinced me out of it. They're like, no, no, you don't want to go into the military. And then it was like a couple years later, I ended up looking at going into the military again, and they were going to take me. And yeah, I am, you know, I'm heavier. I'm not the ideal body weight, but they were still going to take me and, like, you know, whip me in the shape. And they were saying, oh yeah, we'll take you as a bodybuilder style, like the measurements, so that way we can get you in, and then it'll just be, you know, boot camp would be a little bit harder for you just to, you know, work off the extra weight. But they're like, we'll still take you, and like you score high on the ASVABs, like the, you know, almost any job that you want. And my parents had convinced me out of it again. My parents were like, no, David, you're not a bodybuilder. They'd be expecting you to carry like 250, 300 pounds, like, just, you know, being able to curl it like that. That's, you can't do that, David. That's not what they were meaning.
That's when David stands up and he rips off his shirt by flexing his awesome muscle.
I mean, I don't work out, so my muscles.
Subjectively,
are not...
you both are a lot stronger than I am, so I have no doubts in my mind that you could have made it work.
I just, you know, my parents had a lot of influence on my life, and there's parts of me that kind of think that I should have not listened.
Feel that, man.
It's all good. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life either out of high school, because, again, like, Nicole had my life essentially planned out for me and what I was going to take. And as a lot, David knows the story more so than you would, Chris, but it was like, I literally started doing these videos and everything just because of a random depression day. And me and Nicole were debating on buying a game, and I happened to come across Markiplier, who was playing the game for a charity event for, like, anti-suicide prevention, or suicide prevention, not anti-suicide prevention, but it was like a suicide prevention for youth, like, charity stream. And I ended up watching that, and there was, like, something in my head that clicked where it was like, I want to do that, but I didn't know how to do that. And I was going to college at the time for, like, teaching, because that was the predetermined pathway that Nicole and I agreed upon. And then from there, moving forward, I did kind of audio design classes, animation classes, graphic design classes, theater arts classes, to end up working at a news station for a couple months, to working for a self-made entrepreneur who did fonts online, to now working at the pizza place we work at, to literally be going full circle to be a educator of some sorts. So life takes you in mysterious directions.
And I hope nothing but the best for you, Tim.
It's okay to not have a plan. And you know what, Chris? You have been, outside of David and everything, David and Katie, both heavily supporting me on this decision and saying it's a good thing. You've been the only person at work that fully actually supports the idea and thinks I could do it. Because I've heard what other people said about me doing
Yeah,
this
well, what
job.
other people say is absolute bullcrap.
Yeah.
Right, buddy? Like, yeah, you know, you need to go. We need to spread
We
our
need it.
wings and fly, man. It's the thing about life. We have experiences and we try to do better. You can't just stay at the same spot for the rest of our lives. It'll eat at you, man.
Any
Well.
other resolutions that you have done, Chris,
Oh.
or haven't done?
No, I don't really remember my little resolutions.
Well,
I
to
mean,
touch.
I remember that I wanted to have a better year. I feel like that 2024 is just, you know.
I feel that because, like, I was having this conversation with Rich the other day where I was literally telling him, like, ever since COVID, since the quarantine lifted, it's just been, like, dropping every year as, like, 2021, bad year. 2022, a lot worse. 2023, guess what? Not getting better. And then it's just been, like, this year, it's been a roller coaster for me personally. With ups and downs. My ups weren't as high as they have been, but my downs have been a lot downer. But it's also not
Here,
been,
sorry.
it's also not been in comparison as bad as a year as, like, let's say 2022 or 23.
Yeah.
Because it was like in
Yeah.
2022, if I'm not mistaken, is when I lost my grandfather, right? Or was that in 21, David? I'm
It
trying
was
to
after me, right?
Yeah, it was after your grand it was after your grandfather died, but by like maybe a couple of months, because I was still
Well, I've been
living.
working
That
at
was 2020.
Roundtable. I've been working at Roundtable for a little over 2 years, and
Make sure to beep that.
What? Oh, Round.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we've
it's
been
okay.
working.
It'll be Chris that gets fired, not me.
Well, we've been working at what we've been working at for
Untitled Pizza Place.
About 2 years, and maybe a month or two, maybe three is when me and my grandma went and took care of him for that day, and that was the night that he passed away.
Yeah. So it's like it hasn't been as bad, because that was one of my New Year's resolutions too, was have a better year. And it's like, for the things I had control of, yes, this has been honestly a better year for me than it has the previous years out of my own personal choices. But then at the same time, life likes to be a bully and kick you while you're down as well. So,
as the great Chaosian once said, life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
But that just shows, you know, on who you are. Is bouncing back from those things, because you know there's been a few times this year where a few points where it felt like it started to get nice and good and work was good and you know life outside of it was really good, and then it always feels like that's very short, because then very after that it just goes downhill. And but it just shows that, you know,
not to be the religious guy here, but you know when life's always going good, the devil has to throw a pebble your way.
Yep.
I mean, if we're going to talk about religion, I, for the first time in a long time, recently prayed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know,
it's for a very selfish reason, and... I doubt the good Lord is listening, but or
I'm not one to judge on people's
not going to do the thing that I'm asking, of course. But, all right, go ahead.
Not to be the one to judge on people's religious preference or views or anything, because like we, I think all of us here in the group channel have different views on religion and
Oh, absolutely.
everything. That's one of the beautiful things about having like 13 people in a group that we all work with. We all come from diverse, different backgrounds and different
Even if it is only
ideologies.
like three or four of us that are actually doing all the talking.
Actively, yeah, actively in the community. But it's like, yeah, I think that's good. Even if it was for a selfish reason.
Yeah.
It's okay to be selfish every once in a while.
I mean,
I'm not.
the
Yeah, and that's why you're a bitch, crit. No.
I'll come out and say it. I'm trying to win the lottery, and so I went to the higher power seeking assistance to win the jackpot so that way I could fix all of my problems because, you know, all my problems stem from money.
As everybody's.
It would fix my problems, my wife's problems, all of our close friends. Our entire department would end up leaving, and we would be starting a new business that would be a library slash arcade slash cafe slash creamery. I think one of the people added, and then like a place where you could go, you can like rent out the room if you wanted to have like a D&D session or
See,
just like.
I don't think that's selfish though, because like you're not spending, you wouldn't want to be spending your jackpot winnings on just yourself, because like you already mentioned, like you would want to help yourself, your wife, your friends, and then on top of that, you're also wanting to build something that's going to be very community oriented with a cafe, a creamery, arcade, library. Like, is that just for you?
Yeah.
I know. I feel very selfish for asking for it.
And that's when David gets struck by lightning on camera. Which, if you guys didn't know, you can see our beautiful faces here in the vidcast version on the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas YouTube
Yes,
channel.
if you are listening, you didn't see it, but I don't think I can get the show back up. I was messing around with a gray hair because as I was sitting here, I'm like, what is that shine on my forehead? That would be the gray hair. I have a few that pop up from time to time.
I'll never have gray hairs on my head because I'm bald. I skipped the graying process. I said, fuck that. Eternal youth.
Rune, honest question. What was the
Yeah.
topic? What are we doing here, buddy? We've just been talking.
We're doing what we set out to be doing. I'm asking questions. We're talking. We're having discussions. We're talking about right now New Year's resolutions. We
And I
went
am
through you. We
having
went through
a
Chris.
really good, nice conversation with you guys.
I'm just curious.
This is again, once again, to reiterate, this is just the end of the year podcast where we're just enjoying the end of the year, the end of a fairly decent season. I do think this season did bit better than season 3 and 2. So this is, huh?
This was season three.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm already mentally prepped for the episode we were supposed to record today, which would have been the start of season 4. Because I'm not gonna be home at the start of the year, so we're pre-recording these. So when I leave on my trip, I could just edit these on my laptop and put them out where I'm at.
Yeah,
Granted,
it's not happening.
it will happen. I stay up way later than everybody else.
I was meaning the pre-recording the episode.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm literally gonna talk to John tomorrow and I'm just gonna be upfront with him and be like, dude. Like, this is my birthday and my Christmas gift. Because you keep telling me you're going to get me something for my birthday and for Christmas because you feel bad because I got him stuff for both of the things. So let this be that one thing. I don't need anything of monetary value. Just fucking show up, John. Just show up. We miss you. But to touch basis on my original topic for New Year's resolutions for myself to focus solely on the Drinking Corner and Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. We had a good year this year. We did not reach where our minimum like goal Because if you remember right, I set minimum idea, or it was ideal where I want, and then the highest hope, which was like ideal was 50 subs, where I wanted was 100. Anything above 100 was like exceeding.
Yes.
And we started the year off with just 3 subscribers, and as of recording this, we're at 28, which doesn't sound like a massive improvement when you look at it as a whole, but being the fact that the main video category that we've done this year has been the podcast. The 3 things to go on to Nerdgasmic Goodfellas have been the podcast. It has been the Batman Arkham collection that I ran. And it's been State of Decay 2 that me and David did. Which we finished State of Decay 2. The podcast has gone swimmingly. Okay, I just saw you blink. I thought you froze again. The podcast has gone swimmingly this season because season 2 we absolutely did not meet whatsoever. We didn't do as good as season 1, because season 1 we were in for it. Me, you, and John, we had it locked, and we did like great the first half of the year, and then the second half we kind of fell off. Season 2 we fell off completely. It was just a bad year. We couldn't get anything organized. And then with season 3 introducing It's Your Boy, we've been a little bit more on it, but then it was the episodes that John were to host, or we needed 4 people, et cetera, et cetera. It's just kind of halted us, which moving forward for season 4, I'm going to be changing up some stuff, and like, absolutely, it's going to be us as the mainstay 3, probably. John still has the option to win. I'm not going to cheat him out of victories and wins. But if he does win stuff, I'm going to make it very demandatory that he is there. Because, like, going and being like, oh, it's okay for us to skip a week. We could do a bullshit filler Raw Thoughts episode and fill in a week. But when we're waiting literally months in between doing, like, an episode, it's kind of where we have the issue. I pay money to do this per month. That I don't ask for help with paying on a group project, because this is something that I push to you guys to do.
Right.
But looking at it as the viewpoint of actually wanting to run and work on this podcast next year and actually kind of shoot to reach an audience, reach a demographic, and just put in effort for this and make it something more visible than it is. Feasible than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need more commitment from the people that are doing commitment, which as of right now has been mainly me, you, and Chris.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to bitch or moan or nothing like that, but the podcast that I won and John did his little, I'm going to steal your win, he never did a podcast for it, I'm pretty sure.
No, what he ended up doing was he said he took the win from you and gave it to me.
No, he took the win for himself and then we gave it to you.
No.
Because John was supposed to host. No, John was supposed to host the episode, but he kept not showing up and I hosted his episode.
Yeah, because I think he stole mine or someone stole mine.
John stole your only win of season 3.
You know,
and then he didn't even show up for it.
My New Year's resolution is to win an episode and host it.
It just
I have
John.
Great news for you. You won this episode today.
You won it in our... No, remember, the last episode, because to touch bases on the previous episode, David is the unanimous winner of season 3. And remember that in the next episode that I host in season 4, David gets 5 points. But in the next episode that David hosts, you also get 5 points.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no, I already got my points. My 5 points were applied to the previous one that I had just won.
Either which way,
that's what you had said.
Everybody but me and John are starting off with handicaps. But bum.
I'm not gonna touch that one.
Nope. I wanted to touch it too. It's okay. But yeah, I think in terms of Nerdgasmic Goodfellas, we were off to a good year this year. We definitely boosted our views. We have regular viewers who comment on videos and stuff.
Keep going. I gotta step away for a minute.
That's okay. I'm just gonna babble on. We do have regular viewers who like tune into almost every episode, leave comments and stuff like that, which is something that I find phenomenal. So looking at this year in review, it's not where I wanted to be, but there was definitely enough progress to where I don't view it as a loss, where it's like we didn't complete the goal.
Yeah.
And then in terms of like some personal stuff, like I've dropped a lot of weight this year. I did not go to the gym as regularly as I wanted to, but it's like as of right now, I hold two different gym memberships, one that I need to cancel, one that I'm starting to have a more active gym partner. I'm working on myself, a lot of self-improvement. Although I did say I wanted to be in better health, I did start this year off being hospitalized because of my health from getting like extremely sick and just nearly dying of the flu again. Back in February, I have been in better health. I'm not where I want to be with my disease and everything, but that's what I'm going to work on this year with eating more right and having the funds with the new job to actually be able to afford the diet I need to do. Because I have to eat a very special diet, even though in this podcast alone, I'm drinking alcohol, which I shouldn't do. I'm eating candy, which I shouldn't do. And I'm having potato chips, which I shouldn't fucking do.
Well, you know, maybe instead of all of those things at once, maybe do it in moderation and also keep your health into place. You can splurge every once in a while, but maybe not do the candy, the chips, and the alcohol at the same time, Tim.
And my dinner tonight's going to be ramen, so it's just a fucking winning. I'm going to save the other bits for the R&R podcast when it comes to like my resolutions, because a lot of stuff is just me-oriented, which I don't want to really touch base on for the group. Yeah. But I mean, in this coming year, not only have I started working on Halo with Whiskey and Bri to bring that series to the group channel, I'm working on Gears of War with you, which we're already...
Yes, which we need to...
We need to finish the boss fight in Gears Tactics together. And we're actively working to bring in more content in this year.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah, it's all pre-recorded, but that's perfectly fine.
I would like to start Far Cry. I would like to do the Far Cry series.
I think that'll be fun.
Or like do some Ghost Recon, you know, or...
I wanted to bring Gabe into the fold on that, because it's like, I love Gabe. I do think Gabe doesn't like me as much as I like him. But that's
he
also
loves
because...
you. What the fuck?
I also say that coming from a place of just like... this situation that I don't want to mention on camera.
Oh no, that's unrelated.
But I'm even thinking of pulling Glenn into it too.
Glenn's awesome.
He's been hitting me up on Xbox, and it's like I want to do stuff with him, like we're family.
Yeah, he's the coolest guy. He's the sweetest person.
And he's been telling me he's been streaming, which catches my eye.
He does. He streams. He has a schedule for streaming, actually.
I should definitely talk to him. Pull him into the fold.
He's cool.
I love, sweet guy. I've always loved... wow, why am I spacing? You could tell I just had an aneurysm right now. God, I'm fucking...
You know, you can tell I love...
You can tell I love... Oh god.
You know,
I love
Tim,
though.
I want a you and me podcast.
Listen, I can't keep starting podcasts, man. They're $20 per podcast that I paid.
Well, why can't we just do the R&R together every once in a while? It doesn't have to be specific for someone.
We can.
Yeah.
We could even do drinking corner episodes by ourselves. I did them with David all of season one. Me and David would just
everyone,
come together.
You know,
for
I
pod.
Love it when we just sit down and talk. You know,
we do. We do just sit down and
talk. Sometimes I like
all the time.
You know, the audience and everyone. Sometimes it's just
what
like
we gotta
to
do.
Of...
What I want to do is Raw Thoughts is a me and David thing. I need to come up with another segment for Drinking Corner that would be a me and you thing.
Shits and giggles.
Shits and giggles. Raw Thoughts. It's gonna be just a lot of sideshows in this one show.
Shits and giggles. That's the name.
To touch base on personal life stuff, because I'm still waiting on David to get back. It's even to the point where right now I am applying for a voice acting role. It's gonna be non-paid. It's gonna be for a game, like an indie game. It's non-paid. They're sending the applications out through Twitter or X, whatever you want to refer to it as. And I'm sending in audio clips for the role because it's like I want to branch out and I want to do more than what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Me, you, and John, we talked about this where I'm working on a game. And I have a thing back here. Of course, it has to be the thing on the very fucking bottom of the stack. But, Chris, you remember the podcast that me, you, and John did titled What Makes a Horror Game?
Yes.
Where, like, we did questions and then we were talking through and we were basically designing the horror game I want to do indie make myself.
I like that podcast. That was a good one.
It was a good one. So I have here, this was a Christmas gift. It's called Epic Gods and Monsters, Myths and Tales. And what it is it's a book that gives information about every, like, written down conceived idea of a monster that I wanted to use when it came to making the game. Because I know in our original design, the enemy was an alien. Like, that's what we came across and decided on was an alien. And then as time kind of shifted, I made the character more of a skinwalker. Because as much as, like, skinwalkers have been in media, I don't think there have really been any games about them, and I think that's intriguing.
I think there's a bunch of indie games about it, but not, like, main, you know?
Yeah. Either which way, like, goals that I'm setting out for myself outside of the podcast and outside of, like, the Let's Plays that we're all working on, working more on that game and then the voice acting thing I told you about are two things I'm, like, actively working on right now. In terms of a newer New Year resolution.
Yeah.
Anything you two want to add as in like a current 2025 resolution? Something that you want to strive for as a goal?
For the channel or for just personal?
I'll say for you, David, because me and you still have to do an R&R. That's why I've been keeping a lot of like personal to me stuff aside for R&R. We'll go group channel stuff for you.
I want to have the group channel be something that people actually want to be a part of. I want it to not seem like a chore every time we're like, all right, we need people to show up for the podcast. I don't want it to feel like, oh man, it's the freaking podcast. All right, let's try to time this. Oh, nope, nobody else is showing up. It's just me and Tim. All right, well. And that's not to say anything bad about you, Chris. I understand you do work, and it gets late at night.
No, of course. I always try my best to get to it, but you are right. You are exactly right.
But also, there's...
I was going to say, David definitely strikes that nerve with it, because... quite literally, John and Chris have both used the word chore before when talking to me about it.
It just feels like a chore.
It does. It does at times.
But also, like, we're trying to record content for the channel. Tim, you're the only one that's making content for it, aren't you?
So as we were saying during the time you're gone, Whiskey and Brian and I, we have started pre-recording the Halo Saga for the group channel. And then It's Your Boy Chris and I have also been working on Gears of War, which I'm not really seeing single episodes of until we're pretty much done with the playlist.
Right.
In terms of me and you, we still technically could do State of Decay 2 if that's something that interests you. But a thing I wanted to talk to you about was I did want you to bring in something. Because I'm always the one that's dragging you into games, whether it's in the personal Rune Eldred channel or Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. Like, I've dragged you through Dead Rising, I've dragged you through Halo, I've dragged you through bits and pieces of Gears of War, I've dragged you through bits and pieces of this and bits and pieces of that. I think it's high time where you are the host and you're dragging me through a game. Granted, it'd probably either have to be live streamed in your perspective, or I just record it and you host audibly, or you do what me and Brian did for what me and Brian started doing as we're recording Gears of War for the personal channel is Brian has been recording himself off his computer playing next to the Xbox, and then he sends me through Google Drive the video file for him, and then I put it in the video with me. So we're in two separate corners, both communicating and talking. Which, personally, I will say I really like that. Like, even when I watch other YouTubers that do recordings with multiple people, but it's showing one screen. I don't know what it is. I like, personally, seeing everybody and their reaction. That might be just a me preference, though. But yeah. There's all that. I know Chris and I have talked about actually for sure starting Minecraft just because I know it's something that will garner views and I do want to kind of have something that's on the channel where we're not going to be cussing and being adults. I want something that like Silas or JoJo or like my little nephew Charlie could sit there and watch as well without us being like, fuck shit, beep, beep, beep. 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 And I think Minecraft would be a good place to start. Like, don't get me wrong. We'll slip up. We'll get jump scared by an Enderman. Or me a spider, because, you know, I'm arachnophobic. And I know that's not going to be for everybody, but it's like I even had the conversation with John where John was like, originally,
hang on, hold on, wait. You're gonna get jump scared by a spider, and what did you call it?
Arachnophobic.
What did you said the whole arachnophobic?
I did. I said because I'm arachnophobic.
Oh, I heard something completely different, and I.
I'm genuinely curious to know what you heard.
We'll discuss this later. I heard something completely different. Actually, Minecraft, like, no, I will join. I will join at times if you guys are recording Minecraft when I'm actually able to.
Well, I think that's going to be the really beautiful thing about having the job that I'm trying to get into is my schedule is going to be really vastly changed. And I'm going to slowly integrate into being more of a morning person. I've been working on it. Like, I told John this the other day, where I was like, you know, we could do stuff during the day. Like, I'm up during the day now. I'm not waking up at like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon to get ready for work and then go to work and then I'm up all night. I genuinely try to set a bedtime of about 2 to 3 a.m., which I know we're pushing right now. But, like, I will work with schedules to make the content for people. It's not just to my schedule, it's just that's how we have been doing it, because if I don't push you guys to my schedule, then we don't do it.
Right.
Because I'm always waiting. It's the reason why...
Which I'm a big part of, as well.
It's the reason why, like, Dying Light 2, I'm still in the fucking prequel. Or not prequel, but prologue. And I even told John the other day, I was like, I was genuinely pissed because they started showcasing Dying Light the Beast, which I'm excited for because I love Roger Craig Smith as a voice actor. And I was like, it's bringing back Kyle Crane. I'm invested as a fan.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I know how Dying Light 2 ends because I got to the point where I was like, I'm never gonna finish this game waiting on John. I was like, I might as well see how the game ends. I don't really care at this point. And I watched a video showing me the two different endings. Granted, I haven't seen post-game because I know they put out DLCs that kind of changed that ending, but still. Now I'm just mad. I'm an angry text, John. But yeah, like we have stuff planned out that hopefully will get people a little bit more excited. And then again, like I was talking to Chris, Chris wants to do Far Cry. He wants to do the Far Cry series for it. And I think it'd be amazing because he could live stream it. I'll upload the live streams to Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. I plan to play in tandem with him, so I have content for my own channel. And we're just side by side co-streaming. David, will you fucking stop doing that? I can't tell if you freeze or not because my internet has became crap. And all you do is sit there,
You are
and
talking, and I am just giving you my full undivided. It's 2:30 in the
David
morning. I'm
has the
exhausted
complete.
stare.
He has the complete action to just sit there very silent
He
and
does,
not
and it's
make a move.
beautiful.
Like, look at this. Look at this.
So I do want to say I am a little bit glad we didn't do the Clue episode today. I'm gonna shoot and try to do it tomorrow or Sunday, and I'm gonna talk to John to see what day would be better, because I think you told me, David, you don't really know what time you'll be home tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest, the next episode, I know for the first three seasons, we did really good with the premiere being on New Year's Day. But I think I might change that for this season just because, again, I'm gonna be gone for New Year's. Not saying I couldn't do the podcast at Abby's house. I mean, shit, she would
Name
probably be
dropping now.
name dropping. It's no secret where I'm going. But I'm more than sure she would be happy to join, and I guarantee I'm gonna be drunk for it because we're gonna be doing nothing but drinking Fireball and celebrating.
Yeah,
But it's like,
I have a New Year's party going on here, so I'm not able to record the podcast
same here.
that night.
All right, which is understandable. That's communication. That's what I like. And honestly, I
But
think it.
for those of you who are joining us for the podcast, this is our first time actually discussing this because we've never discussed the plans.
We never do. Which is probably part of the problem. But I do want to do the first episode and have it out within the first week. Which I think is doable. I do think that's doable. Because all it's gonna be is us playing a game of Clue and just bullshitting. And I wanted to keep it in theme, and we have to role play as the character we're playing as the entire time, because I think that'd be interesting. It'd be fun. And that's what I want to do, is I want to make things a little bit more entertaining.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Ah, well, it's good we're all in agreement with something.
Sorry,
But that being,
I was seeing if I could just sit here and stay perfectly still, like partially cover up my mouth, and then talk
make
and
it
make it
seem
seem
like
like it
you
was.
froze. Yeah, I know. I was watching you. But honestly,
And
I do
this is
genuinely
just
think.
a. By the way, did you know they made Skittles Littles?
Yeah, I know. Erin gets them for me all the time because as much as she sits there and is like, "You can't eat sugars. You have to eat healthy. You're a diabetic. I don't want you dying early." She pumps me full of sugar and ramen on a regular sugar, ramen and coffee on a regular basis. So,
Anyways.
yeah. But yeah, I think this, I do genuinely think 2025 is going to be a better year for the group channel. I've worked out personal kinks that I've had with both channels and kind of have realized where I want to go with it. What are you doing, David?
Listen,
Mid
I'm a little
delirium.
out of it.
Mid
Yeah. So
delirium.
I was just seeing if the black light goes through my cheek and if you can see it in my mouth.
Ah,
Not powerful
I
enough.
think that is our cue to kind of wrap up the podcast here. I think it was good.
One more thing. You know, I want to try to do more for the group channel. You know, because I, you know, when me and Tim first met and we started, you know, becoming friends and all that, you know, and he wanted to invite me to do something for the group channel, I didn't put much thought to it. Wasn't really, you know, a big thing on my agenda. But now as we've been doing it, I've been enjoying it. I love doing stuff with you guys. Love sitting here talking with you guys and showing the beautiful people that watch our channel a little bit more about me. And I've been having a good time with it. And it's been more on my agenda than lately. Especially these days with the stress, you know, and everything.
I know, I do enjoy it.
No, not at all.
I know it could seem like it's a chore, but in all honesty, after a long, because me and you, at least, we go through the same stress on a regular basis because we work at the same place.
Yeah.
This is a much needed de-stressor, even if it is stressful to try to get into it.
Yeah,
but that being said, I am going to end the podcast episode here. Just because it looks like David's gonna have to leave here soon. But me and you could talk more after the end of the show. Thank you guys so much for joining us in this podcast as we just kind of brain rotted ourselves with just idle conversation and discussion and went on different tangent after tangent. We look forward to doing season 4 as hopefully it will be a comeback season for us and we get more than 13 episodes. We'll definitely reach more than season 2's like 8 episodes. We're gonna aim for higher than the 13 episodes of season 3. The goal is to beat season 1's 26 episode run.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we hope you guys also look forward to it. Again, you can catch the vidcast version of the Drinking Corner on the Nerdgasma Goodfellas YouTube channel, as well as the R&R podcast on the Rune Eldred channel. The link to everything will be in the description to whatever you're listening to us on, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. There will be a description tab. You click that, it will open up a bunch of URLs that you could click into to find all of our social medias, the YouTube channels, and every other project that we've worked on. I look forward to seeing or talking to y'all. David, Chris, I look forward to seeing you when we do R&R and Clue respectively for the season premiere. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and if I don't talk to you then, have a happy new year.
You too. Oh, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Toodaloo, everybody.